Okay, bright and early on day three. It's about 7:45. We woke up at about 6. Took it nice and easily getting up. Everything was heavily condensation-y. Lots of wet, but that's okay. Because the good thing about the desert is that it's always hot and sunny during the day, so we'll pitch up somewhere and let everything dry. Today we're heading towards Mount Laguna, which is about a 14-mile walk, which is very doable, but it will be a bit of a day. And then once we get there, apparently there's a restaurant which sells beer and stuff, so I definitely fancy a beverage. Well, do you reckon you're going to get a beverage?
Perhaps.
Ever the indecisive. Oh, it's a bit of a chilly morning today. My hands are feeling it. Nose is running. But I think we've got quite a climb coming up. Well, Mount Laguna, as you know, is a mountain, hence the mount.
So 6,000 feet.
6,000 feet, Molly says. I think someone said yesterday that from Boulder's Oak, which we were passed by probably about a mile, it's like an extra 3,000 foot elevation. So yeah, got a bit of a climb coming up. Oh, but that's okay, we can do it. Breakfast this morning consisted of cold soaked oats that we soaked in coconut milk powder and water during the night. Sprinkle of blueberries, squeeze of raspberry jam, spoonful of peanut butter. Oh, it was actually really good. Anything with peanut butter in is good. So yeah, feeling good to go. Weather clear. It's gonna be another warm day. No clouds. Like literally, actually, I can't see a single cloud. And we're about to walk along a ridge, and then into the. Did you say they were called the Laguna Mountains? Or just, yeah, the Laguna Mountains. Oh, all right, wish us luck. I was just saying, it's 9:10 and there's no shade. And the heat is rising fast in the desert.
There's not any wind either here.
No. There's a slight breeze, but not enough to wick away the sweat. Which has just begun. Oh, a bit of shade here. Enough for the legs. There you go. That's that done. Approaching another tiny bit of shade. Come at me, bro. Oh, there you go. Yep, that's got my shins. Nice, nice, nice. There you go. That's that done. And another little bit. This is a bit bigger. This might actually go up to my hip. Yes. Cover that hip. And that's that done. Good. Back in the sun. Nice views though. Straight down into the valleys. You can see the highway. Man, they do roads big here. I can't remember if got it on recording, but when we're chatting at the Lake Marina store thing, she asked like about the cultural difference. Is there much of a cultural change? And I said like there was. It's weird. You don't expect there to be a cultural difference between like the UK and America. It's all fairly similar, I suppose. Derived from each other, but surprising how much of a difference there is. Me and Irish agreed that you kind of notice it immediately. It's not like, when you think about it, it's hard to point out what it is, but just they do things bigger here. Obviously, everyone knows that. I see it more in the TV shows. Christ, they like to shout in their TV shows. Americans, America. Everyone's a bit more excited. I think, all in all, people are probably a bit more friendly here than in the UK, or at least more outgoing, more wanting to like say hi. Like, for example, back in that store. Hey, lizard. Back in that store, Molly and I were just, like, stood there looking at the menu, and some guy on the table next to us was just like, oh, hi, are you guys hikers? Yes, we are. Where are you from? You know, just sparking conversation. Got chatting about the walk, about the food there at the store. It was really nice. It's, yeah, like, people being outgoing and, like, openly starting conversation with you is lovely. Just got into Kitchen Creek.
Yeah.
We're drying out our tents from the condensation last night, drying out our sleeping bag, filling up on water, and washing some of our clothes. Oh, it's nice. Apparently several people camped down here last night, and it does look like a lovely spot. It's right next to this bubbling brook, and it's all covered in trees, beautiful trees.
Mile 32.
Nice. So we've got about 10 miles to go today until we get to Mount Laguna, which I didn't know, apparently it's a town. That's what she referred it to.
And we're at about 4,200 feet.
Okay.
And we've got to get to 6,000, so...
Only a bit more to go.
Only a little bit more to go.
It's weird. In the sun, really hot. In the shade, really cold. Mm. Temperature drops quick. It's been a nice day so far.
Yeah, it's been real nice.
That's always, they was definitely there last year, but there was no dog though. That's this year's addition to his... selling pitch.
But he wouldn't let the dog, or the dog was kind of skittish, I guess. But if you're trying to use the dog to sell me weed, I gotta play with it.
Go on, let me touch it.
You gotta get the emotional attachment, like emotional kind of bug.
Right. Just like when he spoke to us, he described his scooter as a bitchin' ride, and I was like, yeah. Good man.
You gotta meet lots of him down the trail, man.
Yeah.
Every town got one of them. I'll try and sell you weed.
See you in a bit, guys.
Maybe if you guys stop for a long nap, we'll catch up.
Yeah, yeah. See you later on. Well, I've got all that water weight on my back.
I need to back.
Oh boy.
We're sitting under a rock right now, seeking the first bit of shade we've seen in a mile.
Mm. It's been hot since we left Kitchens Creek.
Hot, hot, hot.
Hot, hot, hot. Oh, it's sapping my energy. I feel so sleepy.
Mm.
And just like, oh, honestly, there's like no shade on the way up here. So we've reached, we're basically at a peak. We've got two more peaks. And then we're at Mount Laguna.
We're at 4,000 elevation now. So we got to get 2,000 more. No, wait, that's wrong. We're at 5,000 now. So we've got 1,000 to go.
Thank God. I was like, I swear you just said 1,000.
Sorry, my bad.
I actually feel alright. It's just I am tired and the heat does sap it.
Mm.
But the shade is good for two things. One, it's good to sit in, cool yourself down, get yourself some energy. And two, it's good for motivation, just to keep your head down going through where there's no shade until you find shade. Which means you can walk a mile even if you really don't want to. You can just, I need to get to that shade. There's no way I'm stopping in the sun.
Mm.
Oh, wind. To be fair, I think we're ready to move on.
Yes, we're ready. So, see you at the next shade spot.
Amen. So, like, 2 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on, shade. Don't forget to drink some water, Mo. Where?
It's a tiny little one.
Oh! Hey, bud! What is that? It's a tiny little snake in front of us. Here, get a good snap.
A racer snake.
Good spot, Mo. That's tiny. So the snake in front of us is tiny, probably length of a ruler, maybe a little bit more. Tiny little pointy head. Been told to look out for ones with diamond shaped heads, primarily rattlesnakes. Ooh, whoa, he was fast.
He's still there, he's
looking. Black body, yellow racing stripe down the side. Beautiful animal.
Thank you.
I can see his head. Good afternoon, just had lunch. And on today's episode of Hiker Trash Kitchen, For lunch, we had two tortillas each. Hot damn. We had one, which was the classic mayonnaise, mustard, baby bell cheddar, salami. In my mouth. The second, mayonnaise, ranch, tuna. In my mouth. A couple of spoonfuls of peanut butter. In my mouth. Trebon. Fini. Hiker Trash Kitchen. Complete. We haven't had to do anything a bit, anything maverick yet, have we? Food-wise?
No.
Nope. But what has been the most maverick thing? I mean, this is only 3 days in, but I suppose...
Ramen and peanut butter.
Oh yeah, ramen and peanut butter. That was day one dinner. That was good. It was like chicken ramen and dollop of peanut butter in there. Cheese.
And some chili.
And some chili flakes. Woo! Get in me. It was good. Twas good. You just gotta get it all down. But yeah, we are blessed that there's so much water source, so many water sources around. Can't imagine doing this last year when there was like none.
Yeah.
Just filling up at a tiny little stream now. Whoop! Nearly dropped all my fresh new water. So that means I've got probably about a litre and a half in my blood now. And I've got about another litre and a half here, so about 3 litres altogether to get me to Mount Laguna, which is approximately 4 and a bit miles away now. So that, I say, is a job well done. Just finished using my Sawyer squeeze. Molly's just over there on a rock using the Gravity Works. I think, if I'm honest though, I don't know, I like the Sawyer squeeze. The Sawyer squeeze thing works well, but their bags aren't that great. So the Sawyer squeeze bag that I've got has my clean water carrier, which isn't my bladder, it's just something that I have. So like, I've got an additional 2 litres on my side. That's in a Sawyer squeeze bag, and it's got a few scratches on it from just, you know, being around trail, and some of those scratches are enough to leak water. It's not ideal, really. Should make something that's a bit more tough, but hey ho, duct tape. So essentially what we do is we find a stream, you designate one water carrier bag as your dirty water. I've signified mine with a cross on the top of the lid. Fill that up. Molly's like Gravity Works comes with a specific bag for dirty water. It just says dirty water on the side. So you fill up that dirty water carrier, and then you use whatever method you have for filtration to put it into your clean water carrier and or into your bladder. Usually we have the bladders pretty full up, like each morning and each afternoon, usually at about 2 litres, and then we just carry an extra 2 litres or a litre and a half, litre and a half in one of our side pockets each. So that's, you know, if we need to emergency swap out, then we can.
Oh, it's gonna be disgusting. It's a $5
shirt, so. Yeah, fair. Experiment. Whereabouts are you from?
I'm actually from Washington.
Oh, okay, cool.
So I'm gonna be hiking home.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. What about you?
England, South England.
I kind of told you from the accent.
Yeah.
You guys sound so much more sophisticated than I do. Is this your guys' first time doing this?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
You do a lot of hiking in over in England?
We did a bit.
Yeah.
We did like there's a couple of trails around there, but nothing like this.
You guys came in on the 27th, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you meet that British and German couple?
No.
Like they started.
Oh yeah, Almut. Almut. Wait, what? No.
you could tell if you met them or not. But
no,
they're like the nicest people ever.
Oh really?
But,
no,
yeah.
I don't think we did.
They were like, yeah, you know, they're from England, or they live in like England, and they were just
right.
Like, they were like, yeah, you know, we do a bunch of hiking around there, and we just decided, screw it, let's do it.
That doesn't make me feel so bad.
we've only been here a little bit.
Oh man, I'm starting to get that afternoon
really
sluggishness.
And, it's crazy how many more miles you can make in the morning, isn't it?
Yeah. Where I think it's,
when it's 45, it's...
Yeah.
I'm going to start waking up really early.
I know. I get why they do that now.
Yeah.
I think midday naps are going to be a thing as well.
This youngster here.
Oh, hey. What's up?
You were at camp this morning, weren't you, at the small creek over there?
Where were we? No, we weren't. We didn't camp there. We camped just outside of Boulder Oaks, but...
You look like someone that camped there this morning.
You know what? Someone else said that earlier. I got a double ganger.
Yeah, you have a,
well,
you have a doppelganger.
No. Yeah. As soon as I heard him talk, I knew he wasn't the guy.
just a very generic.
Yeah.
No, I'll continue on down the road.
Possible nickname, everybody's brother.
Everybody's brother. I like that. Makes me sound friendly.
I need some bananas.
Yeah.
I'm cramping. This is not good.
A banana is good for that.
Yeah.
Potassium. Yeah.
Potassium's good,
Potassium, sodium, and water. If you don't want to cramp, you got to mix those two at the perfect level. I don't know what that perfect level is. That's kind of your call.
Actually, see any snakes today?
Something
yeah,
like
we definitely saw Ralph.
Yeah.
The guy I was hiking with, his name's like Fog, fucking old guy, is what it stands for. He's a beast. He like hikes like crazy. He's like super fit, ex-Marine. But he came across this snake yesterday, and like we were next to this like older gentleman, and he just goes and grabs the tail and starts playing with it and just.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, Jesus. I was like, dude, that could be like a snake or something. That could be like a dangerous, poisonous snake or something.
Hey, dude, that snake could be
dude,
a snake.
Yeah,
don't do it.
A snake could be a snake, bro. You know? But I was just like, dude, no go, man. You do you. But
you do you, you yeah.
You wouldn't find me messing with snakes.
No. Apparently only formal
so
moms. Yeah.
We were camping with earlier was saying where he was going, you gotta lie.
You gotta lie to yourself.
Lie. You're like, it's
you know it's a lie, but still it makes you feel
four
better.
4 miles and it's all level.
Yeah. It's all. Alright, I'll see you guys up there.
See you in a bit, man. Oh, this is lovely, guys. So after that water break, headed uphill.
Like yeah. 500 feet in a very short space of time.
To your right. So yeah, we climbed up to the top of whichever summit we've just done, and now we're in this like pine forest.
Come out of nowhere.
And it smells glorious.
It smells so good.
It's so lovely.
And it's cooler for some reason as well. Even though we're still out in the sun,
yeah.
The trees are like emitting cool.
Yeah, I've gone full rogue. I've got my ears were burning up, so I've got this like blue. I can't remember. We couldn't pronounce the name of it. The bell hivit, the helmet or whatever it is. It's like the cooling blue material thing that you soak and then you snap, and it like makes it really really cold. So I've got that on top of my head now, covering my ears. Oh, honestly, guys, this is lovely. This is just not what you're expecting at all. Just pine forest.
Right at the top of this climb, after climbing in the desert all day, and suddenly it's a pine forest, and there's like these pine cones everywhere.
They're huge. Those are some big pine cones. Yeah. We're starting to come across the same people over and over again, and they're sort of dipping in and out of the background ambient chat that we have at like the water creeks and stuff. I've asked a few of them whether or not they'd mind being mentioned on here, so we've got, and so far, a few of them don't mind. So we've got Crane. Crane is our age, a little bit younger, I think. Just come out from school as well. He's a good guy from Minnesota. And then there's Panda as well, who we literally met today. And he's such a nice guy. I really like him. 1 mile out now from at least the crossing point where we head off to Mount Laguna for some food and drink. We're still in the pine forest.
It's so nice.
And it's beautiful. It's all these lovely little birds. It's just like a hive of life suddenly out from like nothing. But Molly was saying a second ago that she can tell why this place is like susceptible to wildfires, and all the shrub on the side is so dry.
Like the trees shed their bark.
Yeah, it's just like kindling. Yeah, it's like a Kindle box, isn't it? It's mad. Another thing about this forest is like the lichen here is like fluorescent green. It's so nice. It really like in the daylight, it really just shouts. It's like, blah, I'm here. And there's all these birds flying around which have these black heads and kind of like pied wagtail tails, but they're not wagtails. No. We're going to call them black caps from now. We're almost there. Almost done with day three. It's been a big day. How many miles do you reckon, Mo?
Only like 14.5.
Okay, 14.5.
That's a lot.
Yeah, so 14.5 miles, but with a big load of elevation here, there, and everywhere.
Hey guys,
what's up?
Hey, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
How's it going?
Wow.
Yeah.
But that last. That, I know, that
yeah.
Last mile just was like never ended.
Look at the
culture,
I'm not
moving. It's so good. There's so many different burgers.
Oh, it's looking. Oh, yeah, beer. I'm gonna have a Samuel Adams Boston Lager. Okay, Okay, so we just left the nice little restaurant. But
we yummy. We had so many burgers.
We devoured two burgers and a big old pile of chili chips, chili fries, whoo, and a beer, which made me real sleepy. But everyone in there, which it was really nice actually. Big hub in there, all the PCT hikers coming on and all the people we know from the trail. Really good fun. But the main topic of conversation was, hey bro, where are you going to sleep tonight? God, no one knows. So there's a campground just outside of the restaurant.
Lovely.
Lovely. Lots of space. It's closed. Why? Why is it closed? It's irritating. Apparently it was open this time last year, so that's even worse.
People were going and asking the like rangers, like, oh, can I give you some money and we can stay here? And they were like, no.
Yeah.
So there's like hundreds of spots and we're not allowed to camp there.
But we're used to this, so let's go do it. Christ, I'm exhausted after that burger. All right, see you in a bit. And boom, just like that, pukadow, we got ourselves a camp spot. Walking along a path, see a little mud track up to the left. Oh, where's that going? Head on up, run through the bushes a little bit, under a couple of trees, kick a cougar in the face, and then shadoing, we're now here in a lovely patch of dust. It's gonna be our camp spot. If Ireland and Scotland taught us one thing, it's how to find a spot out of nowhere. Peace out, peeps. We're gonna set up tent and hit the hay. Day 3 done. Over and out.